Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. The Rajya Sabha yesterday passed the Banking Regulation Amendment Bill 2020 to bring cooperative banks under the control of the RBI. The amendment, which got approval from Lok Sabha on September 16, aims to improve governance at such banks and protect depositors' money. The bill, which replaces an ordinance promulgated on June 26, was passed by a voice vote in Rajya Sabha. Tata Sons has offered to buy out the stake of the Shapoorji Pallonji Group in the holding company to help it raise capital to pay its debt. The development comes after the Supreme Court restrained the Shapoorji Pallonji Group from pledging shares of Tata Sons till October 28. Facebook India Vice President and Managing Director Ajit Mohan has moved Supreme Court against a notice sent to him by the Delhi Assembly Committee in connection with complaints about the social media giant's alleged deliberate inaction to curb hateful content in the country. The petition will be heard today by a three-judge bench headed by Justice Sanjay Kishan Kaul. Google Drive will no longer retain trash items beyond 30 days starting October 13. Previously, the trash or deleted items in Google Drive would remain in the trash indefinitely unless users manually removed it. For G Suite users, admins can restore trash for up to 25 days for active users. Users will get notified on Google Drive and Google Docs as well as Google Form apps. Rajya Sabha on Tuesday cleared the Companies Amendment Bill 2020 after it received Lok Sabha's nod on Saturday. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said at the upper house that the amendments are divided in two compartments and focus on decriminalization and enhance ease of living. The Delhi High Court on Tuesday stayed the AAP government's order directing 33 big private hospitals to reserve 80% of ICU beds for COVID-19 patients, holding that the decision appeared to be arbitrary and unreasonable. The European Medicines Agency has been in contact this month with 38 makers of potential COVID-19 vaccines, an official at the EU drugs regulator said. Vaccines must be authorized by EMA before they can be used in the European Union. No COVID-19 vaccine has been authorized in Europe. The World Health Organization lists 38 candidate vaccines in clinical evaluation, including shots developed in China and Russia. Another 149 candidates are in preclinical evaluation. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye.